This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Wednesday left the Rome hospital he was in after undergoing an operation on his colon on July 4th. The 84-year-old left the hospital in a car with tinted windows and was later spotted returning to his home within the Vatican's walls. The Vatican initially said he would be in the hospital for about a week, but his stay lasted for 10 days, and the Pope led the Angelus prayer from his hospital window on Sunday. It's not immediately clear whether Francis' schedule will return immediately to normal. The Vatican says the Pope managed to do some work from the hospital and retained all his powers as pontiff while away. Unrest is raging in South Africa on Wednesday for the six-day running, stoking fears of food and fuel shortages and disruption to farming, manufacturing, and oil refining. The government says 72 people have died and more than 1,200 people have been arrested since former President Jacob Zuma began a 15-month jail term, sparking protests that swiftly turned violent. Looting has hit supply chains and transport links in areas including the Johannesburg region. South Africa's largest refinery late Tuesday declared an emergency beyond its control, shutting down a third of the country's fuel supply. It said it was, quote, temporarily shut down due to the civil unrest and disruption of supply routes. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in New York with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York City to Iran. The indictment in Manhattan federal court Tuesday alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. This is VOA News.